this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Everybody, welcome to the show. We're here on bbsradio.com, station one. Tonight is Wednesday, July the 24th, and the year is 2013, and this is Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. So tonight is Wednesday, so we're doing our Wednesday clearing profile topic, and we are going to talk about implants on the and how to use the alien attack page to release them from us. And then when we get done with that, we will talk about barcodes at the end of the show. So we're going to open with implants. But before we get going, I guess we'll have you activate the light being. Ron, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. So here we go, everybody. Just scroll down, bring up the light being on your monitor screen. And here we go. So bringing in the male energy, stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that should feel pretty good. This is peace energy for everybody. That's what source energy is, with peace. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So, we're going to stick to our Wednesday topic tonight. So, if you do have any testimonials or questions to do with implants, which we'll do in the first part of the show, and then toward the end we'll get to barcodes, do call in with any questions or testimonials, or you can send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you would like to call on our topic tonight, the numbers are listed under the Station 1 play button, and that's 888-627-6008. So 888-627-6008, or maybe hop down to line 3 or 4 there, which is area code 530-413-5011. So 530-413-5011. So, all righty. So I'm going to pull up the alien attack page, which is really called Eliminating Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters, and Alien Parasites. And we refer to this page a lot on the on the BBS shows. And we call it the Alien Attack page. Everyone refers to it that, but its real name is Eliminating Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters, and Alien Parasites. So if you haven't ever used that page, just type in the word alien into the search bar and you'll find it. So within that page, and it's got many options, it's a very comprehensive page. Option number 3 is alien implant removal. Excuse me. So we're going to talk tonight about energetic implants as well as physical implants that have been put in us by various alien races. And then we also have, we'll talk a little bit about implants that we've voluntarily gone for, like hip replacements or knee replacements, maybe fillings in your teeth or mesh that you might have from a hernia operation, that kind of thing, where we know we've done it. So, Ron, do you want to start just talking about the energetic ones?
Yeah. I guess the first thing to talk about is most people don't realize you can have an energetic implant. When I go to the expos, there are people talking about implants, and they try to, you know, bring it up. There's probably a doctor or two out there who are taking these out of people that are physical. So the physical ones are just ones that, you know, aren't that many. The ones that you got to worry about are the ones that you don't see, more so than the ones that could be physical. So I would say that out of all the implants that you may have, 1% of the people having a physical one, and the other 99% will have hundreds probably of the invisible ones that you physically can't see because it works with your energetic bodies. So the word implants that normally relate to aliens, most people just talk about those as some little metal device. They cut your skin and pull this thing out, and it's some kind of metal that they can't figure out what it is or don't know what it does. And then from there, that's kind of what people normally know about the implants. But we work with the energetic ones. And I have worked with energetic ones that have made people's bodies swell up or just have a lump, and you take it away, and there's nothing you can see physically, and the lump goes down. So I have done that quite often, including the cameras in the eyes and microphones in the ears and things, because people would have their vision and hearing kind of impaired, and you take these things out, and all of a sudden they can hear and see better. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So once you're on the alien attack page and you've decided you want to work with this implant situation, you go to option number 3, and there's a drop-down box in there, and I'll just read out what's listed here, but you can do any of your body parts, and Ron's going to do some body part implant samples, removal samples. So right now in the drop-down box, it's listed alphabetically, and the first one is body organ implants. Well, maybe, Ron, do you want to do some samples of these as I read down the list? And then I know you were going to do, you had some other ideas also.
Yeah, we'll see how the show goes. Yeah, you can. We can do some kind of body organ. Which one do you want to pick on or select?
Let's do our hearts.
Okay, so here we go. Implants that could be connected to your heart. So releasing that energy from you. Remember, these implants can also, form into or connect into barcodes, too. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so body organs. So the next one listed here is the brain.
Okay.
Brain implants. So do you want me to just read the list and you stop me when you fancy doing a sample, Ron, or how would you like to do this?
I want you to read the list of them. We'll see which ones seem to be, maybe people can comment on the fast chat what they'd like to have you look at. Remember,
okay.
You may or may not feel anything, and you might just all of a sudden feel like a relief or like a tension left you, and that would be because it's got released. So it may not be something that's really, really detectable, or it could be something you go, wow, I feel great now. So I'll just kind of go with the flow here.
Okay. All right. So the one that Ron just did was for our hearts, and that's body organ implants is the first in the drop-down box. Then we go to the brain, and then we have ears/microphones. And then we have implants for energetic cording to other people. And then the next one is eyes/cameras. And then after that is the nose. And then there you can do, implants for robotic body movement.
Yep. Let's do the nose. Here we go.
Okay.
So take a deep breath, everybody. And we'll see how your breathing is, if it's changed. One, releasing this energetic implant from your nose. So we'll do left nostril first here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And right nostril. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So just kind of check your body out, check your nose out. Let's do an implant just in case your nose is, I don't know what to say, not straight, or maybe you have a lump on it or something. We'll see if we can help that out. Kind of like drawing straws here, but this may be effective for somebody. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what I will say is, you know, if this is affected you and you talk to your parents and say, yeah, I had an implant taken out of my nose or something, well, that was just one, okay? So some people like to think there's only one thing wrong and we got it out and, boy, you're good to go for your whole lifetime, you know? A lot of people think that way. Just by having one little clearing affected their whole lifetime, you may have lots of them. And if you have it one time, there may be other races that want to get on board, too. I'm only releasing one of these energies, so you could have a lot more. So if you do feel something there, then know that, you should realize that you may have a lot more just by looking at it realistically. You know, obviously they're going to connect to you if it works. So if it's working and you have one, you could have 50. So other races may take advantage of that. Back to you, Terry.
Okay, and the timer on this is preset for 15 minutes, and just like pretty much all Ron's clearings, which are at creationlightship.com, all the online clearings, you can change the timer and up that length of time. So if you do want to do what Ron has just described and clear a lot more than just, you know, one sample, Ron's doing samples on the show, here, you can set that timer for, many hours, and the light beings on the light ship will work with you and just keep removing them for as long as the clearing page is up on your screen, computer screen. So we do have some requests already, Ron. let's see, there are a couple of people asking for eyes, implant sample removal from our eyes.
Yeah, I kind of sense that, so... wanted to make sure somebody wanted to request it first. So here we go. Let's do eyes. So here we go. This will not be the camera. This will just be something else that's going on with your eyes. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do the right eye here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, maybe see how your eyes are doing. Maybe you lost some pressure. Maybe they had pressure in them. Maybe you couldn't see up close or couldn't see far away. Maybe that's slightly corrected here. We'll see what kind of comments that we get. If you do have something that affected you and you feel better, definitely call in right now and let us know. Back to you, Terry.
Okay. Do you want me to just let you know we have a couple of other requests. We've got ears.
Sure.
Ears, brain, and skin are being requested.
Okay, we'll do ears. Here we go. So I need you to focus on some place on your body that you believe you have something there. Maybe you already know you have one. Maybe you have one that maybe you feel like your elbow just always feels funny or something, you know, the skin on your elbow, or maybe you have a rash or something, or maybe a lump. You don't know what it is, so we can work on that. So just to specify whereabouts on your skin you'd like me to work. So here we go.
Are you doing skin or ears now?
Skin. I'm going to do skin first.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there's some alien critters there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's switch it over here to alien critters. So your same location that you selected, there's something there that's an alien critter that's invisible that likes that area. So let's take that away here. Maybe it's the implant controller, you know, specimen here. So who knows? So here we go. Mm. The CEO. So 1, 2, releasing it, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. It's a little heavy. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, this clearing that we're talking about, option 3 on, of course, does include all the alien parasitic life form removal clearing. So option 1 is alien race attack removal, and there you can put in body parts. So you could use option 1 for what Ron just did a sample of. And then if you think you maybe got this transferred you to you by touching other people, these things body hop, option 4, the one right after the one we're talking about, is alien parasitic life form removal, so you can work with option 4 to do this. Okay, so that was, you just did skin, Ron, and you already did eyes, so we've got ears and brain are the other two that have been requested.
Okay, we'll do ears. Here we go. The left ear, and just take note how your ear feels. You know, most people who do these clearings, they don't have a clue of anything. They just want to get stuff off of them, and all of a sudden they go, wow, that was different. So just to sit there, and here we go. So left ear, 1, that's heavy, 2, 3, got it already, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do the right one now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a lot of people would probably ask me at this point, I have ringing in my ears. Can this clearing help that? I don't know. I'll just bring that right up. You might also say, what can I do for ringing of my ears? Well, this might be a good one to start off with. So might be other clearings on the website to help you out, but this one here might be what I'd recommend right off the bat. So back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie, thanks. Did you want to do brain? We also have kidney and bladder, and right now that's it for requests.
Okay, brain. So I guess left brain, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might want to get up and walk around a little bit, see how your body's doing. You should be doing that after each one of these clearings, in fact. So here we go. Right brain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and you said the bladder?
Yeah, bladder and kidneys are the other two.
Okay, bladder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do kidneys also here together. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Here you go, Gary. Would mind having
okay.
a call, possibly? Get a caller to call in to...
I think we just got one. I think I heard a beep. Do we have somebody on the line?
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. When you did the nose clearing, that seemed to make a huge difference.
Uh-huh.
That's great. Yeah, what did you feel? Did you feel it leave, or did you feel just a different state that your nose was in after it left?
My nose was in a different state.
Yeah, that sounds a bit funny.
I'm not sure which one. It might have been Idaho. It felt much better. It's like I could breathe much more easily. So now I'm concerned that I have these strange nose implants, and I wanted to ask you perhaps how I got them and how I can avoid getting them.
Oh, good questions, yeah.
Ron? What? I don't really have any answers for either one of those. How you got them was through abductions. That's the first thing. So, but how to avoid getting them in the future, that can be a very complicated, way of looking at it. I the more clearing you do and the more cleaned out you get, the more spirit energy you have with you, probably the less they're going to be messing with you. But, aside from that, it does get to be complicated.
Yeah.
Okay. There's been out there that's a end-all-be-all clearing. You do one of those and the aliens don't show up because they're all around us, and they do like us a lot. So that's the problem, is that we're still living in darkness. And, these energies around us don't want to support free will, free choice. So.
Right. So it sounds like we could possibly have hundreds of these implants.
I would say that would be correct, yes. You could have lots of them. 100 would probably be on the low side. Because what can happen is, remember, like I mentioned, an alien race can put one in you, and then other alien races say, wow, this person's getting a lot of mileage out of this implant, And maybe they're able to remote control you some way, like we talked about robotic programs and implants, or other things. And, remember, they're sampling your energy. That's the first thing. So since they're sampling and they like what they're doing, some other alien race may like it too, because they're getting a lot of mileage out of it. And they're understanding that the more that they can connect to you, through the implant, the more energy they're going to be getting for themselves. So they can just keep doing it, and other races could hop on board. That's why it's so hard to get rid of things. It's kind of much like entities. Once you get a few entities, they call all their buddies over, and all of a sudden you're filled full of them.
Mm-hmm.
So
can implants body jump?
I haven't seen them do that. So I would probably say 99% no. I haven't seen a body implant body hop. I'm trying to see if an alien critter in you could do that. I just don't think so. It could be possible, but I haven't seen it work with anybody yet where I had to deal with that type of situation. Remember, nothing is impossible with the aliens, so they can do whatever they want, but you know, I don't think that they can do that. Although entities can bring you a cold, and those are emotional bodies live here because they could be in somebody who's sick, and they can bring it right to you, and you can get sick, you know. We talk about that a lot, you know, where you go to some place where you meet a lot of people, and all of a sudden you wonder why you're behaving differently, which could be your body being sick or being strange. And because the implants, the energy from the entities are bringing over that condition. You know, it's like going into a hospital. You walk into a hospital, what's going to be hooked onto you? You know, you may have a bunch of, you know, people's legs and arms that got amputated hooked onto you. You may have the body organs hooked onto you. You know, you can have all this stuff. You wonder why you're feeling kind of yucky. Well, because that's the way it is, because the place is still full of that. And nobody has to go someplace. They never clean out the hospital. So, you know, you're just going into a place of removed body parts along with illnesses.
Well, that doesn't sound very pleasing. Is there any way to is there any way to tell if you've got these implants other than doing the clearings? But are there some signs we could look for?
Boy, I guess the only way to look at it would be if you instantly find your body changing. Or you develop something, or you find yourself behaving strangely, you know, doing something that's different, then you may want to look at an implant. But typically, might be hard to detect.
Could I ask for a clearing of implants on my feet?
Sure. So, here we go. Work on your left foot first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It seems to be more like ball of the foot related energies, which we're kind of focusing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the right foot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, if it helps anybody out, then you may want to, you know, go in there and maybe each toe separately, you know, and just see if you have any relief. It's hard to say, you know, what the implants are doing, because they are taking away your life force energy, but they could possibly also have, in the future, a barcode attached to them, maybe, and that could cause you problems, let's just say, maybe in 30 years from now. You don't know, you know, how they're relating to the barcodes, how they put them into people.
I have one last question, and thank you for the foot clearing. On my nose, I felt such a difference with that clearing. If I'm going to run that on the alien attack page, how long would you suggest running it for?
Okay, so if you felt something, I'd probably run it maybe when you're sleeping, you know. Most people sleep typically, 6 to 8 hours. So, you know, I would do it, you know, maybe 300 minutes or longer, possibly. If you're home and you have a computer at your leisure and, you know, you're doing, not doing much or anything, you could probably run it during the whole day and just specify that one, you know, location and just see what happens. Maybe after the nose, you may want to work on maybe, sinuses possibly. Maybe work on, your bronchial tubes, maybe your lungs, because it's kind of all related there. They're all being used to breathe with. So you may give that a shot.
Okay. I will try that. I sure appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Are you still there? Are you still online?
I'm here. Yeah. I am.
What clearing, sounds like you may have done a few clearings. What clearing have you found maybe the most useful or one that you use, say, all the time that helps you out? Is there one special clearing that you normally do?
Oh, gosh. I do all of your clearings all of the time. Well, of course, the emotional clearing is useful to get back into peace energy if there's, you know, been anything the least bit disruptive. And even if there hasn't, it just always, it feels good. Beyond that, I guess I target situations. So the recurring events clearing has been useful. You know, I plug in specific events that seem to crop up consecutively, and that seems to fix it, generally speaking. Problematic events.
Great job. That's one of the newer clearings you put up a while back, so that's good.
Yeah, I really like it. So probably those are two that are used quite frequently.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you. I'll just comment on that one clearing. I put that up because I have people calling me, asking me, say, well, I got this condition, this problem, and it seems to recycle. Do you think I have a barcode? Well, you know, things can happen like that. So that's why the clearing is up on the website. People are asking for that, and it just seems to be one of those clearings that I think a lot of people are probably using it because it's you find yourself in situations and you wonder how you got into that same one over again. And that one is, I think, a really neat clearing. I don't know. What do you think of it, Carrie? Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, well, it is. It's wonderful because it's so versatile. I mean, you can use it for so many different things. And we did a show, I don't have the date up in front of me, I'll try and find that. We did a show on that clearing, and you were letting us know that we could do it for emotions that we keep feeling. We could put that in there, I believe. I'll go get the date on that. So, yeah, it's a really useful clearing because it can go in so many different directions, and I believe that one's $50. And it's unlimited for that $50. You don't have to buy the unlimited version in addition. So it's a great bargain because it's so versatile. So, yeah, it's a good one to keep on using for everything that keeps cropping up in your life over and over and over again. I think it's called the Recurring Events and Problematic Situation Barcode Removal is its name.
Yeah, we should have gave it some letters. I know.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah.
I'll give it a nickname like the Alien Attack page. Its real name is a lot longer.
Yeah, the S happens clearing, huh?
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Cindy is mentioning on the fast chat here, Ron, that brain and head pressure that she had is gone since you did those samples earlier. So just getting back to the option 3 on the Alien Attack page, let's see, it's 35 minutes past the hour, and I know we're going to end a little bit early today because you have another show coming up at the top of the hour. So let's see, we're in option 3 now on the Alien Attack page, and we're talking about implants, and Ron's been doing a bunch of samples. So on that list, Ron, we got up to noses, and that's when you started doing all those samples. So the next one on the drop-down box is robotic body movements, implants that make us have robotic body movements. So you just stop me if you want to do any samples, otherwise I'll...
Yeah, that one's a good one. That one is probably well worth doing because that could deal with sneezing. It could deal with you scratching yourself.
Ticks.
Yeah, tits or twitches or, you know, any of these things. as I kind of, you probably have seen this on TV, but you've always have seen maybe chimpanzees, maybe even monkeys, I guess, but maybe chimpanzees, you know, they're with their, group of them, and they start looking for, like, fleas or bugs or something, you know, and they pick them off, you know, another one, you see.
Right.
And so, that's kind of like a pattern that they're doing all the time, you know. I'm not saying to do that for them, but it's a thing that they're always, like, preconditioned to do. And that's beneficial, but you may have something where maybe, you know, you're always scratching yourself and you wonder why you got a little rash there, or you wonder why that mosquito has always bit you in the same place or something. You know, and that could be part of that robotic programming, plus, you know, just body movement. Or maybe you have the same saying. In fact, you might write down some of your sayings that you have, especially when somebody says, how are you feeling today? So that's a perfect robotic program. So normally you're going to probably say fine so that you don't cause the person to have anxiety that you tell them how maybe crappy your day has been for an hour, you know, or something. But you normally, you know, you're not going to tell them the truth because they don't really care, but they're giving you their program, you know. Or thank you for shopping, you know, at the ABC store, you know. And you go, well, really? You know, or then the old thing, you sneeze and go, God bless you. And you go, oh, shit, I don't want that. You know? everybody has their own sayings that they say all the time. And where did you get it from? It's a program.
It's actually listed here, Ron. Speech patterns is two down from where we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So things are what you're doing. And you do so much of these things automatically, what happens after you do that? Okay, what is the next program? Okay, so you need to maybe try to clear one of those to see what happens. Maybe you have a program, let's just say you go into a, and this is probably for people who drink coffee, which I gave it up, you know, decades ago, but, you know, you get your coffee. And you normally ask for, if you want this anyway, cream or sugar, one of the two, or both, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then how much do you put in if you put sugar in? You know, now they have little packages. You put one package or two in. Well, when you do that, do you hold them a certain way to open them up? Because you're used to doing it a certain way? And do you shake them a certain way? Or do you stir your cup a certain way? These are all programs that you're used to doing, probably because they work for you. But what if you did it differently? Maybe the next thing is, you know, maybe let's just say that you're having your coffee, right? And you got it, and you did all the different things with your coffee, and it's a program. Maybe there's, this thing is kind of weird, maybe there's an alien inside of you, and that triggered that alien. It goes, oh, this person's doing all these robotic programs, and it just woke me up, and now I want to drink that coffee. And maybe you're wondering why you have to drink three or four cups of coffee. When for normal reasons, maybe one might just work, or maybe it's taken away out of you. Something else is getting it besides you. So that's kind of going out on the sci-fi edge, but, you know, you might scratch your head and go, wow, maybe something's going on there. So you might try to change your habit. Maybe you might put the cream in first before you do the sugar, or vice versa, or maybe open the package up upside down if you can change that pattern, and just see if something changes with you having the coffee or whatever else you're having. So anyway, just an idea for everybody. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So robotic body movements, and then the next one is our skulls, alien implants in our skulls, and then the one that you were just giving examples on, speech patterns. And then tracking devices. You've got some free clearings for some of these, too. Tracking devices, and then implants under your skin, and then it's got / rash. So I guess it could be causing a rash. And then the last is unknown. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's do the rash one. Maybe somebody has a rash or a pimple or a blemish or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Something that popped up. Maybe you have a discoloration of your skin in one place. Don't know where it came from. All of a sudden it popped up. So here we go. Let's see what happens here. This is getting exciting. So one, two, three, four, five. And you might see something jumps out of you. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Got the fly swatter. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So maybe you're feeling different now. Maybe something happened to where you feel some relief or tension release. And hopefully you're feeling better. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So there is a custom box in option three also, because obviously there are lots of body parts and situations and so forth that are not listed in the drop-down box preset in there. So if you have something else that you want to do, you can just put it in the drop-down box. And I was thinking about, you know, typing on the keyboard, Ron, or writing with pens and pencils, playing the piano, different things that we use our fingers for in a repetitive way, that probably might play into this implant thing with the body movements also. Of course, we don't want to forget how to write or type on our keyboard, so I don't know quite how you deal with that, but I would imagine, well, maybe they're just robotic programs, which is a whole other clearing, not necessarily implants, but that was just occurring to me when you were talking.
Well, you could have an implant put in you. Maybe you were very good at typing, you know, for 20, 30 years on a computer, and all of a sudden now you have a pain in one of your fingers, and maybe your index finger doesn't move like it used to. Well, maybe they put an implant in that finger so that you can't move it right. That's one way to look at it.
Uh-huh. I see, yeah. So on this page, we're talking about implants, obviously, and I know you mentioned at the top of the show, but just so I know some people came in a little bit later into the hour, there are energetic implants that don't have any physical component to them, and then there are the physical implants from aliens that have been put into us, some of us, not very many of us, thankfully, percentage-wise, but some people during abductions. And so did you say we can use this option three for both scenarios, energetic and physical implants?
Yeah, I think that would probably work. You could try it and see, yeah.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I do private sessions with people, although now I'm very busy, but, you know, I have done sessions. Maybe somebody had a hip replacement and they have, you know, titanium or whatever the metal is, and it hurts. You know, the old, you know, remember a lot of people have broken bones. You know, I guess when the humidity changes, starts to rain out or whatever, your bones kind of ache and they complain about that. I've heard about that for years with people. Sometimes, you know, it seems strange why that even happened. But anyway, you know, I do work with people sometimes who have conditions like that where their body needs to be kind of reset. And I sort of, in a sense, make the body or that part of the body that's been replaced or whatever, that piece of metal, making the body compatible so that it's not foreign to your body. I could use the word alien to that, but I'll use the word foreign because it's probably more appropriate.
Not the same, yeah.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the same thing.
Not the same kind of alien.
Not the same kind, no. But things that do come into the body that people have, you know, could be causing, you know, problems, which this may sound a little weird, but if you have a lot of rings on, or a ring, like the gentleman that you know I worked with in New York on that healing event that I had out on somewhere, Lincoln Park or something like that. I mentioned this on many shows, but he came over and checking his energy using a pendulum because that attracts people. Just looking at it, they wouldn't know what I was doing. So the pendulum helps, you know, as a.
Uh-huh.
And so I checked. I said, let me see your palm chakra. So I went to his one hand and was fine. Went to his other one and it was like nothing. Like, uh-oh, that's kind of weird, you know? And I looked at his ring and I go, oh, you got a ring on. He goes, yeah, I just got married. And he goes, well, don't have any energy in your hand, you know? And he goes, well, he says, should I take the ring off? I go, yeah, take it off. We'll see what happens. So he took the ring off, he had energy. So what I'm, and then he asked me the question, well, should I not be married? I said, well, that's up to you. I said, this is causing you a problem, whether it's the person attached to the ring, the energy going from that person courting the ring, which is courting you, or, you know, something else. But what I'm more or less talking about, getting away from that, maybe, you know, you're listening and you got the ring on each finger. And, you know, it feels good to you that you like the way they look, but maybe they're affecting you in a negative way that you have no clue what it's doing. So what I would suggest doing then would be just to take the rings off just to see if it is affecting you, you know? I'm not against rings. I don't have a ring on, but, you know, I'm not against that. But I'm just trying to suggest that people can cord a ring or cord something, and that's an object, and it could be corded. And that could be bringing you energy that you know nothing about from somebody else who maybe doesn't like you or something. So I'm just sort of suggesting that as a mm-hmm. way to look at it. And, you know, it could be bringing you, it could be bringing you like a good energy, but the good energy has to be balanced out with negative. The negative is positive. So, some people think, well, this is good, but it's still going to be an energy. You want to neutralize it. So you could probably even go on the, object clearing and neutralize that ring. But if somebody keeps thinking of the ring, as you show up to a location and they keep looking at it, then they're going to be putting their energy into it. And that ring could be the object, the catalyst to cause you a problem. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So you may want to take it off just to see what happens, you know. So anyway, a little off subject here, I think, but back to you, Carrie.
Okay, let's see. There are a couple of things. Since you've taken quite a bit of stuff out of us today on the show, Ron, I was wondering if you want to do just a little spirit infusion for everybody to get our spirits into those areas where you took these implants from.
Sure, okay. So what the spirit infusion does, and that's on a lot of the free clearings, it could be stated as spirit integration or spirit infusion. It would be the same thing. When you release something, then you have to bring your spirit into that location. It could come in automatically, and then it may not. So by doing this, you're going to be, you know, having it come into you for sure. So here we go. So if you felt in these situations with your life or your body when we did this, we'll do spirit infusion. So one, so we're having your spirit come to these locations. We just had a clearing on you in the past hour here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That feels pretty good. You may want to get on the website and do some free clearings on that, the spirit infusion.
Okay, thank you. And so that last part, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you may want to do it for about 15 minutes. We did quite a bit of clearing here, so.
Yeah.
15 minutes to a half an hour and just do it. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. So the alien implants, the energetic and physical alien implants can be cleared on the alien attack page. And then Ron was just mentioning about, you know, like hip replacements and stuff, which, of course, is a different situation, but where something's been put into our bodies. And, you know, Ron, let's see, it's 10 till the hour, Ron. I'm not sure what time you want to get off, but I was just wondering, probably everybody listening has had a filling in a tooth. So I don't know how much energy that takes. You tell me if you want to do this. Maybe do an energy compatibility for one filling for each listener. And then and if everybody has lots of fillings or a hip replacement or knee replacement and you want to have that made to be compatible with your body, you can call Ron and see if he has time to do that over the phone.
Yeah, just send me an email. I don't know
Anyway, yeah, do that. I'll see.
Probably you won't get bombarded. Don't worry.
Here we go. We'll do one filling. So select your filling. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So if you are interested in that, you must have your emotional whole lifetime clearing done and probably have the unlimited so you're up to date so I don't have to go through so much stuff to help you out. But anyway, like I said,
yeah,
I'm very...
Good point.
So back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah, and Cindy's just reminding us about the new Earth Transport Clearing. For samples on the show, you don't need to use it, but any of the online clearings where you're not doing anything live with Ron, do remember to transfer the name of that clearing into the new Earth Transport Clearing. And I guess that's it. So we just did alien implant removal on the alien attack page, option 3. So that's what today's show has been about. And thank you all for listening. Thanks, Ron, for all the samples. And Ron has another show coming up at the top of the hour. You can go to creationlightship.com on the homepage. At the top on the right, you'll see a radio icon to take you over to the next show. So good night, everybody.
Night.